Thursday. Today is May the 2nd, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, aquaculture is a growing industry all around the globe, and U.S. soy is finding its way into that industry as a quality source of protein feed. Jerry Bambauer, who's a soybean farmer from Auglaize County, recently participated in a mission trip to Greece to help promote U.S. soy, especially in aquaculture. We'll get his impressions of the opportunities that exist in that market after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm visiting this morning with Jerry Bambauer. Jerry is a soybean farmer from Auglaize County, a member of the Ohio Soybean Council. He recently returned from a trip with the council as well as the U.S. Soybean Export Council to Greece. Jerry, what do some of the potential market opportunities look like from your experience?
The opportunity is unbelievable. I think probably one of our largest challenges, and I know they did a lot of conversations on fermented soy, and I think someone had made the comment to us that the group had said, okay, I need so many tons of fermented soy to go into the diets over here. And they said, well, we don't have that much. I'm sorry, we can't produce it and can't supply it to you in the quantity that you want. I know I had a discussion when I got there with an individual from Turkey that has a shrimp farm, and he also is a consultant into the feed industry of Turkey, and told him about the product that Barry had developed, the Enzymil, and immediately, how soon can I get my hands on it? I'll do the research for you.
Wow.
We've got a researcher out of Idaho University, Vigas Kumar, and he spoke there also, and he helped with the development of the Enzymil also and did research for us. And, you know, he kind of complimented about it. We did some work and had some individual relationships with Hellenic Marine Research Facility over there that does basically the majority of the major governmental research for Greece. We had two professors with us the whole time speaking with us. And again, every day we were together, he was questioning me about this product. How can I get it? And I get it from. I said, it's licensed in India. They're producing it in India. I don't know how the quality as far as product would be coming from India, but I said, there's a source of it. Well, can you get us some from the U.S.? We want to try that. So they were very, very interested. They do a lot of research on different products over there. I think one of the most unique individuals that we were with was Savas. Savas was our main individual that was there through the whole process with us, took us to different places. He was very, very knowledgeable about the history of the country and that. He has his own fish farm, and I think he's got 13 or 14 pens out there in the ocean. We've seen that. We also visited his neighbors on the other side of a small island. They've got like 3,000 islands off the Greek coast. Only about half of them or less, 40% of them have any population on. So most of them are non-populated, but he's on an island, the side of an island that's non-populated. His fish farm, they kind of do the feeding yet by hand, where on the other farm, on the other side, they have a big boat there with tubes going to every one of their pens. And when they feed, they push the button, it blows the feed to the pen, feeds the fish, and goes on from there. And it's very modernized in that respect.
My guest again today has been Jerry Bambauer. He's a member of the Ohio Soybean Council, recently returning from a trip to Greece with the U.S. Soybean Export Council promoting U.S. soy as a feed for aquaculture. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Changing directions, the USDA and USAID, U.S. Agency for International Development, are providing life-saving food aid to citizens in food insecure situations within 18 different nations. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
$1 billion, with a B, dollars in emergency food assistance to nations with populations needing life-saving food aid.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Agency for International Development will deploy Commodity Credit Corporation funding to purchase U.S.-grown commodities to provide emergency food assistance to people in need throughout the world.
Shane Danielson of USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service points to recent numbers regarding chronic hunger around the world as the catalyst behind the food aid package.
An estimated 205 million people need life-saving food assistance around the world, and some 768 million people are facing chronic hunger. These U.S. commodities will go a long way to strengthening global food security through the provision of nutritious U.S. global commodities.
The joint food aid effort takes a two-pronged approach.
An initial tranche of approximately $950 million will support the purchase, shipment, and distribution of various U.S. commodities, and a separate pilot project of up to $50 million will also eventually be set up to utilize U.S. commodities that have not traditionally been part of U.S. international food assistance programming, but that are shelf-stable and suitable for use in feeding food insecure populations.
The breakdown of commodities included in the initial $950 million tranche of USDA, USAID emergency food aid looks like this.
This initial tranche will support the purchase, shipment, and distribution of U.S. wheat, rice, sorghum, lentils, chickpeas, dry peas, vegetable oil, cornmeal, navy beans, pinto beans, and kidney beans.
18 nations across various parts of the globe are slated to receive this initial round of support.
A number of countries across the African continent. There are also countries included from the Caribbean, as well as the Middle East, and also into Asia.
The announcement of the emergency food aid package is a culmination of intentions announced by USDA last fall to purchase American-grown commodities and work with USAID to ensure those products would reach people around the globe in food insecure situations.
The notion was identifying populations that represent some of the most food insecure populations globally and that also complement other pre-existing programs that are administered both by USDA as well as by USAID. Our two organizations have come together to really work through the details of how to implement the strongest program possible that plays to the strength of both organizations as well as embraces U.S. agricultural community in a way that will really create meaningful effect and impact for countries in need around the world.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.